This is a Storage Switzerland podcast.
File sync and sharing, what is it and what's so complicated about it and how do you fix it? We've got a man who can answer all those questions. He is Artie Chang, president and CEO of Pantera Networks. Also on the line with us is Colm Kagan, analyst from Storage Switzerland. Gentlemen, thanks for being with us today.
Good to be here.
Thanks, Charlie. Thanks for having us.
Artie, about file sync and share, what's missing in today's file sharing solutions?
Well, I think, Charlie, that file sync and share has certainly grown very rapidly as a primary and important service for enterprises today. Certainly being able to share both within the company and outside the company is a keystone now for really doing business. But what's really missing is how do you communicate once you've shared the content? And so people are left to basically cobble together all their different solutions, such as what we're on today, as opposed to try to really have a single solution to both share and communicate.
So what makes this SmartBox offering so different? Yeah, there are over 100 file sharing providers out there today. What makes your offering so much different?
Well, it's exactly that. What we do with SmartBox is we take unified communication services and marry them seamlessly together with file store, sync, and share services so that enterprises can do file sharing, syncing, and also communicating. So they can literally call the people that they've shared content to, do a video conference with them, instant message them securely, fax them, email them, all within the same application.
Colm, why is that so important?
Well, I think the reason it's important, Charlie, is that more people are using these services to work with their peers and to improve their productivity. And what they need is something that's going to allow them to collaborate more seamlessly. Artie made mention of it. He said that they don't have the ability really to use a unified communications platform. So if you and I, for example, are working on a project and we're sharing a file, and we're sending it back and forth to each other. You know, obviously there's things that you got to do during the day, as do I. But for me to find out whether or not you've actually changed or modified a document, sometimes I'll have to send you a few emails or an IM or a place of phone call. One of the things that SmartBox does that helps alleviate that is that in real time, I can see whether you're at your desk. So rather than, you know, picking time to call you, I can instantly start an instant message session. And then from there, we can bridge into a phone call or into a video conference with some other people. So what it's really designed to do is to streamline that process much more cleanly than some of the other services that are out there today.
Artie, what should enterprises look for when considering that move to the cloud for file sharing needs?
Well, it's not even moving file sharing needs. As Colm pointed out, it's also moving your communications. And the key thing there for enterprises, especially IT departments, is the reliability of all those services as you start moving them to the cloud really becomes paramount. How reliable are all the services as they interact together? And if they come from separate service providers, it can be a really sticky, complicated situation for IT departments. So, you know, what we offer with SmartBox is a single solution delivered from a single provider who can guarantee high reliable delivery of both all of your file serving needs and your communication needs.
Colm, aren't all file sharing providers basically the same? And if they're not, what makes Pantera different from the rest?
Common perception is that they're all the same, but really when you kind of look at the history of it, they kind of were born out more as what I'll call consumer grade services. You know, if I want to store my family photos out on these types of services, that's probably fine. But if I'm a business user and I'm storing sensitive business documents out on these file sharing services, the first thing I want to make sure is that it's rock solid and it's secure. And then also, as Artie alluded to, I want to also have a service that is more enterprise grade, meaning that it actually carries some service level agreements or SLAs that mean something. And typically, from an enterprise standpoint, that means, you know, five nines of availability. If I'm a business user, I want to have the confidence that the service is going to be rock solid and it's going to have the availability, five nines of availability, so that it'll be reliable for me to use.
Now, one thing about reliability is security. And Artie, I'm sure you guys are just elbows deep in security on your SmartBox system.
Well, we try to meld security, reliability, and ease of use together. so that you actually are able to really benefit from all three. But yes, security is extremely important to us as an enterprise-grade file store, sync, and share solution that's also delivering your communications content. Security is paramount to us. So we do things like implement full two-phase authentication on all of our clients and encryption both in transit and at rest. So you can ensure not only security, but privacy.
I know one thing that IT guys beat their heads against a brick wall on is teaching the employees how to use the system. Tell me a little bit about ease of use.
Well, certainly ease of use is related to users being able to do the functions the way they've normally been able to do it. So SmartBox essentially mimics the way many of the other file store, sync, and share applications work in terms of running in a browser or running on your smartphone or running on your tablet, being able to support file uploads and downloads and creation of directories. So it's very similar. And when it's very similar, it's easy to understand and use. Likewise, in the communication side of it, it looks very much like an instant messaging panel. And so users can see all their contacts. They can see the real-time presence of their contacts. They can IM. They can call. They can video call. Very much like an instant messaging panel, which, again, many people are used to using. So we try to develop the user interfaces so that they're very familiar and easy to understand and mimic the type of interfaces that users have been using for many, many years.
Colm, as the analyst looking at this, your thoughts of the ease of use?
Well, I had an opportunity to actually test drive SmartBox, Charlie, and I can tell you it's very intuitive, has a very clean look and feel to it. It does give you that real-time status of the other colleagues that are connected to the system. So it's very functional from being able to both share files, do communication sessions, as well as do real-time collaboration. So I can tell you that it works as advertised.
Artie, thanks for joining us today and telling us about SmartBox.
Not a problem. I really appreciate it.
And there's a big webinar coming up on this subject on April 2nd. Colm, tell us a little bit about it.
So we're going to be having a webinar with Pantera Networks. Artie Chang will be on one end of it, and George Crump, who's our lead analyst, will be on the other. And we'll be digging deeper into the issues we just discussed on this podcast, namely how enterprises need to build a more robust file sync and share solution. So it promises to be really informative, Charlie.
So coming up April 2nd, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, a webinar, George Crump and Artie Chang. From Pantera. Thanks for joining us.
For more, go to StorageSwiss.com.